Welcome to the Insightful Astrology Podcast, where life is written in the stars, but you get to edit the script. Making astrology come alive, here's your host, Maria DeSimone.
Well, hello there, everyone. Welcome to the Insightful Astrology Podcast. It is me, your host, Maria DeSimone, and I am so looking forward to talking to you today because I have a lot of relevant astrological information. And I also have a phenomenal guest who is one of my friends and contemporaries. We actually learned to develop our respective gifts side by side in different states, but have been connected for years and have met in person. And so she's just a wonderful, wonderful woman, amazingly talented, intuitive, and psychic medium, and also kick-ass photographer, I have to say. I actually have some of her work here. So please welcome to our podcast today, Laura Wooster. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Maria. What an introduction. I'm thinking, who's that?
Do you know, I still have that photo that you took from, I don't even know when, in my house. It was like of a tree, a beautiful black and white version of it, kind of shimmery. I wish I had it next to me. I could describe it better. I should have gotten it out.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That was like over a decade ago, at least.
Yeah. I don't even know how long we've known each other for, but yeah, it's got to be at least that long. I want to say what, 2005 maybe, or four, maybe earlier.
I think it was like 2004. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So
unreal.
For everyone listening, first of all, let me tell you, please get your butts over to Laura's website because it is phenomenal, beautifully done. It is Laura Wooster, WOOSTER.com. And you could find out more about her readings. She offers several different types of readings. And I have to say, Laura, you are one of the bargains out there for psychic mediums. You should really be raising your rates. So all of you guys listening who kind of want to save some money and don't want to pay $500 an hour to someone, go to Laura because you'll be shocked at what she charges. And she is right in line with world famous mediums. Trust me on this, okay? Trust me. So you, lady, go raise your rates. Anyway.
Thank you, Maria.
All right. So that was my little Taurus 2 cents, you know, kicking in there. Anyway. So Laura is a really amazing, wonderful, intuitive. And what can you tell us about your journey before we start talking about astrology? Because I want to have a nice conversation about astrology with you.
But I'm so looking forward to talking with you about astrology. Even though I know very little about it, I love talking about it with people who have such a wealth of knowledge. And I apologize for the sound of my dog whining in the background.
We're a dog-friendly podcast. It's all good.
It's a long story, but you know, long story short, you know, I've always been somewhat intuitive, even as a child. You know, I used to see sort of shadowy people in my room when I was going to sleep, and you know, a lot of things that many people talk about, you know, seeing things when they were younger, but they didn't really think much about it. So that, so over the years, I've had many instances that kind of indicated my path, you know, going in this direction, but it was 2004 when things really started to open up quite a bit. And I'm very open about my story at this part. For a long time, I didn't talk about this part, but now I'm starting to open up a bit more and sharing it. But 2004, I was going through a lot of things and, you know, a mother of young children and dealing with some depression and anxiety. And my anxiety was getting worse. And I've always had some of it all along, you know, throughout my whole life, even as a child. But it started to get worse, and you know, my blood pressure started to go up, and all these things. And I really didn't want to be on meds or anything like that to control it. So I started meditating, and this was around 2003, 2004. And so I started meditating every single day for like 20 minutes with the same guided meditation. And I wasn't part of this world really. I mean, I was very interested in it. I've always been, you know, drawn to things like, I remember as a young child being drawn to things like Egypt and the Mayans and the Incas and England for some reason and ghost stories. And, you know, I was always drawn to that, but I never really thought much about that connection. But, you know, going back to my story, you know, I started meditating for 6 months. I was meditating with the same meditation every single day. And my doctor was saying, oh, your blood pressure is better. What are you doing? Well, I'm meditating. And then one day, and there's a whole backstory to this, but just one day someone started talking to me, and it was a relative of someone I knew who I had never met, this person in spirit. And so they started talking, and I went through this time period of a week and a half of wondering, am I losing my mind? Do I need to seek psychological help? Or is there something more to this? But over the course of the week and a half, when I'm having this conversation with this person I really can't see, which was great, is that it, when I think back how wild it was, I'm surprised I didn't, open up more about it that time, but I didn't. Over that course, a lot of things synchronistically started to happen in that time period. A book by John Edward came into my awareness during that week. I had a lot of what I would call mystical experiences during that week as well, which now I come to find, I know is very normal, with all different types of situations that came up, lights blinking and energetic things happening and, hawks everywhere and places that it was just unbelievable. But so it was something, it was almost like something opened up all of a sudden and was trying to get my attention in a big way on many different levels. So so then I did eventually deliver the message to this person that this was meant for, and it did get validated. And then my journey really began, because I'm like, okay, now what do I do with this?
Right, because you're not crazy now, so what's
right.
Next?
Exactly. So I think that's what led me to meeting you online, because we were both part of a online metaphysical chat board at that time, correct?
Yes, I think it was 2004 or 5-ish, and this board no longer exists, but it was a wonderful resource for metaphysical spiritual seekers back then to talk to each other, share stories. And I actually did an entire 1-year apprenticeship after I learned astrology and did free readings for anyone who wanted to kind of hone my skills there. So that also, it also served as an amazing place for us to learn. But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Oh, no, but you're absolutely right. It was. It's exactly the same thing. Your path was astrology and your intuitive astrology, and mine was more the intuitive mediumship. But it absolutely, it served the same purpose for both of us. It offered a safe place to kind of connect with people of our tribe, basically, and to recognize that we weren't alone, because, I mean, before the internet, I mean, where would you go? I mean, seriously.
Right. And I'm just going to give a shout out to the wonderful woman who is also our webmaster now, Pam Blizzard. She's the one who pioneered that site. And she actually created a home and a growing, safe growing space for so many spiritual professionals. I mean, really, she's like our mother, our godmother, when you think
yes.
about it. There are so many names that I could drop that Pam has helped nurture. Allison Bogman, I met my numerologist. Oh, I met her there. You, I mean, many, many people. But anyway, so go ahead.
Yeah, and it's true. It really, she's sort of like our den mother.
Really?
And I've seen her a few times in person over the years. We've talked on the phone, she and I, but many times. But the few times that I've seen her in person, and just by sheer luck and connection, and I remember saying thank you so much, because I wouldn't be that you were such, she's such a big part of my journey, and I'm yours as well, that I don't know where I'd be if I didn't have her.
Hi.
And yeah, so I'm so grateful.
I wouldn't be doing this. Yeah, she came into my life at a time where, and she helped me when I can't even tell you. I mean, when I was going through my divorce and I was questioning whether or not I should be doing this work, because it had created such a problem in my marriage and family, I wanted to give it all up. And Pam encouraged me and insisted and helped me and created my website. And I will say, when I couldn't even afford to pay her, she believed so much in me and supported me so much. And I will never, ever forget her kindness, because I wouldn't be doing this today. I really would have given it up if she didn't help me back then. What, I guess that was 2007 or so. Yeah. So I agree with you.
Yeah, amazing. And it just, she brought a groundedness to the subject matter as well. She was mm-hmm. so grounded with it. And it, and she would always keep everybody's egos in check, which I'll be really honest, but that's really key to part of the spiritual journey is doing that. And so that was something I was really drawn to as well with her guidance on the board, the chat board that we were a part of, because she did really keep bringing a groundedness and a depth of knowledge to it as well. So, so it was perfect for me, because seriously, we could all be off at the fairies with some of this stuff, and no offense to fairies, but it's true, but we kind of just go, we can really go off into places that just are ungrounded. And she did keep, she kept a very grounded approach to spirituality and the discussions around it. And that kind of set the stage for my journey as well, because I'm always trying to stay grounded with all of this. And I've got some really strong teachers in my life too that have that same approach. And it just really resonated with me. So.
Yes, and I remember even having a conversation with you many, many years ago about your astrology when you thought you were crazy. You thought you were crazy, and we talked about this. Do you remember that?
I think so. I think we've had many conversations, but yeah. And I did. I literally thought, I was like, am I really, like, is this for real? Because there was so much synchronicity happening in my life at that time. That it was almost beyond belief. And so I was like, I can't believe this is happening. Like, what am I, like, seeing things? Am I making this stuff up? Am I seeing connections here that aren't really there? Because I really thought there was a different reality that I, you understand where I'm coming from.
I do. And I actually recall the transit you were going through at that time, which is so common when people who are meant to be doing psychic work come into their calling. It was a Neptune transit. And I think Neptune was connecting to your moon at the time by transit. And it was triggering your natal connection there to open you up psychically. Neptune is the planet of the psychic realm and spirituality. And it was really completely erasing the veil for you. You already have that in your natal promise, your birth chart stamp, but it was triggered in the sky during those years to bring you into your work. And I myself also went through a major Neptune transit. It was to my sun sign instead at the time that I went into my work. And I have my first astrology teacher is the one who told me about Neptune transits being so common in spiritual professionals coming into their calling in life. But it's a very disorienting time, a very confusing time where you feel like you have complete ego loss and you really do question your sanity, because the other line of Neptune is mental instability, mental illness, and feeling lost and confused. So it's really no surprise that you had that experience.
Fascinating. I find astrology so fascinating. I wish I just could wrap my mind around it, but that's why we have you.
That's okay. You stick to the dead people. I'll stick to the planets. And let's talk about some of the planetary patterns that's going on right now, because I actually meant to do this at the beginning of the show. So I apologize for all of you listening. I just get so distracted and go off on tangents and I have to go with it. So so now, Laura, this show it'll be released on October 27th. And so I want to talk about the current landscape of the sky, because we have some fascinating shifts occurring. We recently had a new moon in Libra, which occurred on the 19th. And this new moon really is shaking things up for a lot of us in relationship dynamics, because it was sharply opposite the planet Uranus, which is this unexpected monkey wrench. It is always a surprise when Uranus is involved. And this particular new moon is promising new beginnings, but in a radical departure from what we're used to, both in business and in personal relationships. Okay. So now this new moon happens on the 19th, and it's still in effect this week as the podcast is being released. But what is interesting to me is that now Venus and Mars, the cosmic lovers, are both also in Libra. Venus moved into Libra on the 14th and will be in Libra until November 7th. And she's at home there. She's happy. This is all peace, harmony, everything beautiful, everything nice, everything fair. Let's be all everything sweet in a relationship. But now Mars, the planet of assertive drive, recently entered Libra as well on the 22nd and remains here until December 9th. Mars in Libra is not as comfortable. Mars in Libra is actually very uncomfortable, because Libra is all about sweetness and peace, and Mars is all about fighting. So when you have the warrior planet in the sign of harmony and balance and peace, you can really access this peaceful warrior energy if you're using it wisely and in an evolved way, or you can become a passive aggressive mofo for the next few weeks. And so everyone listening, this is really going to get activated in a very specific way. I'm bringing up Mars in Libra first to tie it into this new moon, because Mars is known as a trigger planet in astrology since it's the planet of action and energy. And I want you all to remember that even though that new moon in Libra occurred on October 19th, and that typically the new moon, you plant those seeds with the new relationship energy over the 2 weeks following the lunation, Mars in Libra is going to trigger the degree of that new moon on December 1st and 2nd. And while that, when that happens, Uranus and will also trigger it. Mars will be opposite Uranus. So everyone listening, this, whatever developments are kind of brewing right now and over the next couple of weeks in your relationship life, whether business, partnerships, or personal, pay very close attention to a big trigger, a major event that should be happening right around December 1st and December 2nd. Mars will always trigger a lunation. It's usually much more profound and powerful if it's an eclipse, but a lunation is certainly, you're certainly going to feel this as well. So I just wanted to give all of you a heads up for that. And now, Laura, I want to talk to you about this weekend's energy and your thoughts on this, because Venus in Libra will be making a harsh square to Pluto. So Pluto intensifies everything it touches. Okay, Pluto is extreme. It's life or death. It is in a harsh aspect to Venus, which means this is conflict in love and relationship. And love is absolutely going to be an obsessive all or nothing situation over the weekend for all of us. There could be some messy love triangles. It is faded attraction or fatal attraction. And I think everyone on some level is feeling this energy build up now of situations in our love lives and in partnerships where we so desperately want to control the outcome of it and have it directed towards what we want. But the thing with Pluto, with Venus-Pluto, is that the more you try to control with Pluto, the harder he hits back, and he can really cut like a knife. So I just wanted to give everyone some advice about letting go, surrendering that need to control, and also don't give in to unsavory, manipulative control tactics in your relationships, especially this weekend, because it's not going to work out in your favor. Instead, use the Plutonian energy to keep things real with your lover or with your business partner, and talk about your deepest fears and traumas and issues connected to the relationship and what you're afraid of happening if things don't go the way that you'd like them to go. And real healing is possible there. So I'm just curious to know if you have any input or if you have any connection to this energy yet that I'm talking about, Laura.
Me personally?
Yeah, or in your environment, anybody that you kind of see?
It's funny, I've been going 1,000 miles an hour over the past few days, so I haven't really paused to think about it. But, I would assume like any time, I mean, you were talking about communication, making sure you're having communication with the person that you're closest to or you're having conflict with, or whether it be business or work. I mean, work or personal. Mm-hmm. But, communication is always key anyways, isn't it? But this is going to force you to, everybody to sort of make sure that that happens, otherwise it's going to just blow up, right?
Yeah, it seems like something is going to blow up this weekend for a lot of people, especially if you have cardinal planets, because Venus will be in Libra, Pluto is in Capricorn. These are cardinal signs. So the cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. And if you've got planets, personal planets or points near the degrees that this square is kind of erupting, then you're more prone to feeling the effects that I am talking about. And specifically, the degree, it's about 17 degrees, 16, 17 degrees of the cardinal signs. So for all of you listening, if you've got planets within a 3-degree orb in either direction of that 16, 17 degree mark, you've got major events brewing up this weekend in your personal life or relationships, book business. And why are you laughing? Do you have something there?
not that I'm aware of yet. I'm hoping not. I'm just thinking, should I just crawl into a cave this weekend and just not come out? I don't know.
You know what? I have to say, this energy is very familiar to me. In my birth chart, I was born with a Venus-Pluto opposition. It's the tightest aspect mathematically in my chart. And for all of you listening, you want to pay attention to the closest mathematical aspect in your chart, because it will be loud in your life. It will resonate all the time. And so for me, with the Venus-Pluto opposition, when it comes to my personal relationships, I'm no stranger to significant power struggles in relationship, and having been overpowered and manipulated and feeling like I have no control over situations in my relationship. So oppositions tend to be different from a square. Squares are an aspect of conflict. Oppositions are aspects of awareness where you learn the lesson through another person. So you're actually, with Venus-Pluto opposition, you're learning about your own power and the healthy balance of power in relationship through very difficult, painful experiences of being overpowered by another person or other people. So I'm not really afraid of this. I wouldn't be afraid of this. I would encourage everyone to just access the more evolved expression of the Venus-Pluto energy, which is surrender control and move towards what is the best outcome to heal the deep, dark issues that might be brewing in this particular relationship. And that actually brings me to, you mentioned you wanted to talk about Jupiter in Scorpio, which is another big theme right now.
Yeah, because I saw your post about it on Facebook. I'm like, oh, I wonder what that's about.
So for everyone listening, please remember, if you're not connected to my personal page on Facebook, go to it, Maria D. Simone, the astrologer on Facebook. I have a fan page too, but right now, if you want to be part of the lottery participants and get your chance to be a caller on my show, you've got to be a personal friend on the personal page, because every week I'm sending out those posts. And if you respond, that's how you get on the show as a caller to get these free mini readings. And so I made a post, I guess it was yesterday, about Jupiter and Scorpio. This is what Laura's referring to. And it said something like, real is rare if you have, what did I say? I'm forgetting what I said. Real is rare if, and it's worth fighting for. So if you're lucky enough to have something real, then what did I say, Laura? Oh my gosh, do you remember?
Then hold on to it or something.
Then, basically hold on to it. And so that brings in the Jupiter and Scorpio energy, because the real, the authenticity, the deep, the depths of love and connection, real deep, intimate connections. This is what Jupiter and Scorpio is all about right now, Laura, for all of us. And we're all in a phase now since October 10th. And until next November 8th, where Jupiter will be in Scorpio. And on the 26th, which is the day before this podcast is released, the Sun and Jupiter will be exactly aligned in Scorpio, giving you a gift if you're willing to go deep and to go there with your partner. And so I made that post because, you know, real is so rare in this world. And people who have been married or in a committed relationship for a very long time often take that for granted, because you're used to having what you have. But for single people out there who are looking for those connections that they've had in the past with someone that they just can't find, you really have a deep appreciation of how rare it is to have a deep, meaningful connection physically, intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually with another person. And if you have it, Jupiter in Scorpio is encouraging you to fight for it, to not give up on it. And if you're lucky enough, Jupiter is luck, to have that realness, Scorpio, then keep it. That is a big Jupiter in Scorpio message. And you're actually going to be rewarded all year long while Jupiter is in Scorpio if you are able to fight to keep that connection. So did that explain my post? Did I explain it well?
Yes, thank you. It does. It makes a lot more sense now. Because I was like, what does that mean? I was trying to read between the lines. Interesting. And I was, you know, to go back to what you were saying before about what's happening this weekend, because I pulled a few cards. I'm like, oh, let me just see what this is, what's coming up around this too. And it basically straight out explains what you were saying. Well, in a sense here, because there's something here about accepting what's true, okay, and what your intuition is telling you is true, and to embrace that, and because it's not always easy for us to follow what our intuition is telling us, because it's not always a tangible, logical process of embracing it. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm seeing, is that there's this undercurrent that many of us are aware of, perhaps in you know, different relationships in our lives, that we're just sort of ignoring that, or we're just not embracing it as it should be, and or embracing the truth of it. So that's what I think that's what you were trying to say about this coming weekend. And yeah.
Oh my God, exactly spot on. And I'm actually really glad that you pulled cards. See, this is the whole reason why I do this podcast, is yes, it's astrology centered, but it really isn't just astrology. It is to prove to everyone listening over and over again that all of these metaphysical tools in our toolkit make sense together. They connect dots to each other. And the cards that you pulled is exactly the same meaningful message. And it was actually a very meaningful message for me personally. So thank you.
Oh, there you go.
And you know what? How about you and I do some tag team readings right after a break?
Yes.
Are you up for that? That's
going to
be fun. Okay, wonderful. So everyone, stay with us on the other side of this break. Laura Wooster and I will do some readings.
Are you facing a dating dilemma? Have you been stuck in a relationship rut? Or are you simply uncertain about your romantic future? With podcast host Maria De Simone's free weekly love horoscopes at tarot.com, you'll get the insight and guidance you've been searching for. Not only will Maria give you a sneak peek into the love energies for the week ahead, but you'll also receive advice on how to effectively navigate your romantic relationships. Whether you're single, dating, or in a relationship, Maria will let you know what's cosmically cooking so that you can keep your love life on track. So will your upcoming week be full of a whole lot of sizzle or nothing but fizzle? Find out now by visiting tarot.com/insightful astrology. Again, that's tarot.com/insightful astrology.
Hi, I'm Maria De Simone, the creator of Insightful Astrology, and I want to tell you why you need an astrology consultation. I'm able to offer you enlightening, inspiring, and empowering advice about every aspect of your life, whether it's career, finances, relationships, family, or anything else. I carefully and expertly analyze your personal astrology cycles. Through this unique process of metaphysical counseling, you will gain incredible clarity about your journey. Schedule a consultation with me, I'll help you get back into the driver's seat of your life and grow into your soul using the remarkable language of astrology as our guide. I look forward to talking to you real soon.
Visit www.insightfulastrology.com to schedule your personal consultation with Maria.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Insightful Astrology Podcast. And if you are not subscribed yet to this show, please get your butts over to my website, insightfulastrology.com, and click on the link there, listen and subscribe. You could also subscribe on iTunes or Google Play or anywhere else podcasts are heard in the universe. So thank you all for listening and making this podcast such a success. I am here today with a very special guest, Laura Wooster. She is an incredible intuitive, a very, very dear friend for many years of mine. And together, we're going to do some tag team readings now. We have our guest on the line, Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa, I'm going to give you over to Laura right away, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Hi, Lisa. Hi. Thanks for calling in today, connecting with us. So I'm going to do a little intuitive reading with you today, and then Maria is going to jump in after. Today I'm using, Maria asked that I share what cards I'm using. So I'm using the Psychic Tarot cards, which are my favorite go-to deck. But is there a particular question that you had in mind that you wanted to pose to both of us?
No, I mean, I don't think so. Just, I guess, maybe a general that everybody asks is, like, what do you see, like, any upcoming events or maybe a career, you know, anything to do with that? Nothing really specific.
Okay, so you'd like to look maybe at a career a little bit and see where that's going?
That's actually awesome. You have very clear career cycles that I'll expand on after Laura does her reading. So that's perfect.
Great, Laura. Great. That's fine. So Lisa, can you just say your first name again? Because I just need to hear your voice.
Lisa.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So one of the first things I'm picking, I'm going to tune in and I'm going to pull some cards as well. So one of the first things I'm picking up around you, because I like to, when I hear people's voice, I can kind of tune into their life path and the reason why they're here. And so what I'm seeing with you is you're definitely a people person. So there's a lot of, and you tend to be very empathic, but sometimes you're not always, not always clear about that. And when I say that, I mean that, I'm just looking at colors here as I'm talking to you. So when I say it's not very clear about that, that sometimes it comes across differently to people. Like someone who doesn't really know you very well may not see that in you unless they really know you. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. Okay. Because sometimes very empathic people can come forward very soft and very gentle, but I'm not saying that you're not soft and gentle. I'm not saying that at all. Sorry.
I got it. I know what you're saying.
Okay, great. And so, but you come forward with a stronger edge, and that's not such a bad thing. It's actually the strength. That's what I'm seeing around you, and it kind of leads to where your work is going. And so I see this connection with people, wanting to help people, and not that's not always being embraced in the work that you're doing right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, it's just a matter of time before you're going to start feeling that pull towards having that integrated into the work you're doing now or to something else where that brings you to that. Because you're a very intuitive person as well, and you know people at a much deeper level than and that sometimes you let on. I think it's your own personal. It's something that you have a really good sense of people. I'll just leave it at that. But you don't always let that on either. And so that's a strength for you that you kind of keep in your back pocket and you don't really talk much about it. But I'd love for you to embrace that a bit more in your work. Are you more in the corporate world right now? Because I don't feel like this really connects with what you're doing right now. Does that make sense?
I guess I'm kind of in the corporate world. It's not like, you know, the hustle and bustle of like the city, like that hardcore corporate 80-hour week, but I am in an office setting.
Yes. Yes. And that can be very hard for people who are very intuitive, empathic and stuff. And your reaction to that can sometimes, not all that easy for you. But I feel like I want you to connect more with people, helping people, things like that. And my sense is that oftentimes your mind will wander elsewhere during your work day and say, I wish I were somewhere else. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's only got that knock on the door is just going to keep happening for you. It's not going to go away. So I'd rather you address it now than years down the road when the universe finally kicks you out of your job before you're ready for it. So I would start thinking now. I'd start dreaming about what do I want to do next? Where do I feel I want to go? And what that's going to be, as long as it has some aspect of helping people, connecting with people, communicating with people, and really getting to things that actually matter or feels like it matters to you, that's the type of work that you should be getting into. So before you started working, before you started working in the office, when you were younger and still just starting out, what did you imagine yourself doing? Like, what did you see yourself doing? And it just didn't pan out.
Oh, I had like 72 plans already. I was going to be an attorney, you know, because I wanted to be an attorney. That didn't work out.
Yeah.
Then I was going to get involved with a government job. That didn't work out. So it's like been a couple of different things, but my main thing was becoming an attorney, but I couldn't cut it with the exam to get into law school.
Okay. And what drew you to that though? Like what was the undercurrent to that thought process of becoming an attorney?
I guess because I am pretty outspoken and I felt that I could speak up for somebody else who maybe, you know, needed that help. So
exactly.
That was like where it,
yes, it's exactly. Yeah. It's you're being the voice for someone who doesn't have a voice. And that's exactly the type of that. So look for work that has that undercurrent to it. And it may not be what seems logical to you, because sometimes we just go for the logical. Okay, what's gonna get me the 401k? What's gonna get me the health insurance? Which obviously we do need to take that in consideration. But there's other options here, and that's what's really gonna feed your soul. So even if you start bringing that into your life outside of work in other ways, to start inviting that energy into your life. So it could be volunteering with any background that you have to volunteer and bring that forward to other people with whatever knowledge that you have. And just start inviting that type of energy into your world at this point while you're figuring out what your next step is. And I guarantee you, once you start responding to the call of your soul, doors will start opening up where you never saw one before. I guarantee it. The synchronicities will start to happen, and all of a sudden you'll start to see doors where you never saw them before. And then all of a sudden you start to get this sense of faith and trust that you're going in the right direction, and you can leave the job that feels so safe. All right.
Right. Okay.
Alrighty. So I'm going to pass it over to Maria.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. That was really insightful, Laura. So, all right, Lisa, my girl, this is so interesting because Laura and I had a whole conversation about Neptune transits on the show. So you've got to listen to it when it comes out, because you're actually about to go through a very big Neptune transit. And Neptune is the planet of confusion, illusion, self-deception, but it is also compassion, healing, and spirituality. And early next year, you're about to go into head-on transiting Neptune in the sky, making a difficult aspect to a critical point in your chart called the midheaven. The midheaven is the career sector in astrology. It is all about your profession, your calling in life, and your legacy, what you want to be known for. Okay, so now Neptune crashing into your midheaven next year is going to make you feel like a complete confused mess when it comes to career direction. And you're feeling this now on some level. It's like a disappointment, a disillusionment, disenchantment with whatever you're doing now. And whatever you're doing now is going to fall away at some point next year as a result of this Neptune transit, because it has to, because it's not serving that higher purpose. Neptune transits are all about serve or suffer. Learn how to access Neptune in the best way possible in your career path, because that's what it's trying to teach you. So I'm going to give you some dates, and then I'm going to talk about what I think this means for you professionally in more detail. Okay. So here are some dates. February 26th is when this transit is exact for the first time. It'll happen again November 16th, 2018, and then December 3rd, 2018. So what's going to happen to you with each of these passes is a continuation of the theme. Pay very close attention to the theme that emerges at the first hit, right around February 2018. This could also be January, because there's an orb of influence. So right around that time, there's going to be a terrible disappointment for you with career, a whole feeling of just confusion. What do I do? This is not what I expected. I don't know where to go from here. Everything is hopeless. I'm lost. Wah, wah, wah. That's what you're going to feel in January, February. But you have to feel that way, because as the year progresses, you're going to lean more into a path that honors your need to heal and help others. And I wrote down a couple of things here, and I could be off my rocker. You could tell me if I'm totally crazy, because that's fine. But I literally wrote down alternative healer, health advocate. There's something about you and healthcare or alternative healing modalities, whether it's Reiki or acupuncture or something like that, but there is an actual healing here. And when Laura was talking about, when you were talking about your outspokenness for defending others, you were trying to apply it to law. I'm seeing it more in health and healing, you being some kind of an advocate there with health and healing. And I feel like this transit might push you towards a more spiritual, compassionate, health/healing career. And you're also a Virgo. Virgos are very health conscious, and you have a lot of sixth house planets, and people with sixth house planets have to do something. Your calling in life, your life path has to involve serving others in some way. Otherwise, you can attract disease and illness towards yourself. And the best way to discharge that possibility is through helping and healing other people. And that's a big umbrella, Lisa. There's a lot of wiggle room there. But I can promise you that whatever it is, it's meant to be alternative and progressive and unusual in some way. Because you have the planet Uranus at the top of your chart, at the midheaven. And Uranus is everything different, everything unusual, everything weird and progressive. So does any of this make sense or resonate with you or not quite?
It does. I just can't picture myself being like in healthcare involved, but who knows, you know?
I'm not talking about you going to nursing school. There's something unusual and different. I mean, this could be massage therapy. There is such a very big umbrella with alternative healing. And so be open to that. I also see you going back to school to get a certification, a license, or maybe it's like an online kind of study thing. You might be interested in doing this the end of January, but for whatever reason, you don't take the leap. But I feel like by September, you're ready, you're studying, you're going for this. And the confusion that you're going to feel in November and December is going to give way to the new career opportunity. So it's going to be a little bit of a journey, and it's going to feel a little confusing for the next year. But you have to trust that the more you feel like you're sinking in quicksand with your career options, the universe is actually putting you in a position of removing every shred of your ego attached to your career path and what you think you should be doing in this world in order to lead you into what you are really supposed to be doing. And 2018 is that year where you will be led into what you are supposed to be doing. So I hope that this was helpful.
Definitely what I wanted to hear.
Wonderful.
Because I am in the process of trying to do something with my career, and it's really funny that you guys hit on all that. Because I'm actually in the process of that right now.
Excellent. So then that means we tuned into your energy and just trust it. Trust what's meant to happen next year. You will be okay. All right. So thank you for calling in, Lisa. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Laura, that was awesome. We work well together.
I loved how that sort of all dovetailed together. That was great.
You and I never worked professionally together before. This is freaking awesome. We're in sync. All right. Well, let's get another caller on the line. Let's talk to Danielle. All right, Laura, we have Danielle here on the line. And Danielle, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're excited to talk to you. Laura's going to get right into some intuitive stuff with you.
Yeah, then Maria's going to come in right after. Great. So, Danielle, is there anything in particular that you want to focus on with your call today? Any particular area of your life you would like some insight on?
I've been going through a lot of personal transition, professionally, as well as with relationships. So any insight there would be cool.
Okay, excellent. All right, so I'm just going to tune in a little bit. And when the process that I do here, just so people know what I'm doing when I pause for a moment, is that when I speak to someone on the phone, I can actually see their auras. And so it says a lot about, you know, who you are, where you're going, your life path, but there's also, you know, I can see where you go, what you're going through presently as well. So it's more situational layer of colors that I see as well. And it's one of the first things, as soon as you came on the line, I started seeing a lot of red around you, and initially like a big flash of red. So I knew there was some frustration that you were coming up against in your life where you feel like you are out of control. There's a lot of things that are completely out of your control. No matter how hard you can see the solution, and no matter how hard you try to apply the solution to these different areas of your life, they're just not working. And even though it logically makes sense to do that, does that make sense where you are at the moment?
Yes, in many ways.
Okay, okay. And I do see it is across the board. It's emotionally and physically. So that does mean, you know, with work, with career, with personal relationships, everything is trying to get you to look at things differently. And it might feel like you're completely out of sync with everybody in your life at this point. I almost get the sense of what someone, me, like Maria, we were talking about this earlier, when someone's coming into a spiritual awakening of sorts or a dark night of the soul, this is the type of energy that I see around people. And it can be damn scary. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to just throw that out there. It can be really, really scary. And it can make you feel like you don't belong anywhere. And what seems logical to you doesn't apply logically to anything else in your life. But the good thing is I'm often accused of putting glitter on everything. So, but it's true though. And I have, as far as what I'm going to say, I have to tell you, this can be scary and dark and very uncertain times for you. However, I often see this around people when they're on the brink of either spiritual awakening or personal awakening of some kind, where this truth comes to light and it's actually very freeing. So, so I want you to hold to that, because that's what I'm seeing around you, and it oftentimes can be the scariest before the light comes in. And so that's what I'm seeing around you. But I do sense around February, March, there's some shift around this. So you don't have much longer to go with this. There's definitely some light coming in around that time. End of February, mid-February, maybe into March around that time, into possibly beginning of April is what I'm sensing. That there's going to be an awareness of something coming in that's going to start having everything make more sense to you. And I know this is kind of vague because I'm not addressing specifically career, personal, all those things. But I feel like this is a bigger process here that we're looking at. And I'm sure Maria can pick apart some of this. But I just wanted to know that's what I'm seeing in your energy. And there's a lot of it's funny, we were talking about intuitive undercurrent earlier, which is weird. But I'm starting to see that come to the surface for you, and that's going to be more apparent in 2018. So I'm going to pass that over to Maria and see what she sees in the chart regarding all this.
Laura, my jaw is dropped. Danielle, my jaw is dropped because Laura actually hit on timing that is exact in your astrology, and I can't wait to tell you about it. This is like, I'm like, holy crap. So Laura, wow. all right. So Danielle, yes. Now, Laura says she's guilty of throwing glitter on everything. I am the complete opposite. the people that know me, when, you know, people in my life, friends and family, when they're like, you know, dude, look at my chart, this and that, I see doom and gloom, the most morbid stuff, misery, death, divorce, the tragedy, like I see all the bad stuff, you know? And so, you know, I think it's so funny that Laura's trying to put some fairy dust and, you know, make nice all of your stressful transits. My job is to tell you, girlfriend, you have some shitty transits over the next year. Okay.
Yes, she does.
But that doesn't mean that your life is going to be a total freaking horrendous mess. It actually means exactly what Laura said. That dark night of the soul, there is something bigger than you at work here that is trying to recalibrate a very big imbalance that's happening, that has been going on in your life for a long time. And the word balance is critical to you because you are a Libra. You are a Libra sun with the planet Pluto next to your sun. So you're no stranger to crisis. And although you very much want balance, that has been eluding you. Okay. So the first thing I'm going to say is about the relationship. And I don't know if this is a marriage partner or a business partner. However, the recent new moon that we had, which was on the 19th of October, it was at about 26, 27 degrees of Libra. And this is important in your chart because your Mercury placement is at 24 degrees Libra, and Mercury is the planet of communication. It's in your career sector, but it's the ruler of your partnership sector, both marriage partner and or business partner. And this is also clients if you're in a client business. So this new moon was activated by Uranus, which is shaking things up everywhere, making, you know, all sorts of chaos in relationships, new sorts of chaotic moments that are supposed to awaken you to the possibilities. Now, you're feeling some relationship shifts now, but I want you to write down December 1st and December 2nd. And I did talk about this in the beginning of the podcast, because on those dates, transiting Mars in Libra will trigger the new moon degree. And that means for you, a specific event is likely to transpire connected to the relationship, business, personal, or both. It could be both. And it's really going to start breaking up the debris where you may be feeling stuck in a relationship. Now, the dates that Laura said, the end of February into early March, are precisely when transiting Saturn enters the picture for you in career and ends something and provides a transition for you. Because on February 23rd, transiting Saturn in the sky will square your sun for the first time. And on March 7th, See these dates, Laura? I'm dying. On March 7th, transiting Saturn will square the midheaven, which is the career sector. And the squares are aspects of conflict. And anytime Saturn is square the sun, you feel like you can't shine your light. You feel like there's pressure and you're not being recognized and able to shine the way you want to. And in a woman's chart, this is about the men in her life as well. So there's some kind of feeling thwarted, pressure situation with a male energy, either connected to your business or career, but there's some kind of ending, some kind of shift for you. So often when I see this kind of energy, it happens when someone gets fired from their job or loses their job or has a big falling out with someone who is above them, male energy wise. And you know, this could be husband, but this could also be father figure energy that I'm seeing here. But the big change is that awareness of something coming in that Laura alluded to, you're really going to understand it between February 23rd and March 7th as Saturn makes these squares, because you're going to be woken up over 2018 through incredible pressure. You're going to have the pressure of Saturn blocking you, saying, you got a lot of work to do, Danielle. We're going to push you harder than you've ever been pushed before. But then later on in June, you're going to have the energy of Uranus helping you. And Uranus is completely breaking free of obstacles, wanting to do something different, the rebellion. And Uranus, your Uranus opposition, which is a generational aspect that's part of the midlife crisis energy in astrology, that takes place starting in June and again in October. And you're going to feel that shifting your career. You're going to feel like you have the power to make a major change professionally. And the Saturn pressure is going to be easier for you to work with by the time you get to June as a result of the Uranian influx of everything different that you're going to introduce. So I feel like I'm babbling. Do you understand any of this, Danielle?
Very much. This is you're both blowing my mind.
Okay. Well, was this helpful? Is it helpful?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we care about. We want it to be helpful to you and your journey, and we are so glad and honored that we were able to talk to you today. So listen, good luck. It might be a stressful year. I wouldn't say it's a crisis year, okay? Saturn transits can be rough. I kind of feel like your crisis, you're already very familiar with the crisis part. You know what you're dealing with. This year is more about implementing new structures that you're scared to. That you're a little afraid of, and overcoming that. And that's not a crisis. That's just facing fears. Okay. So remember that you've got this. You're meant to face your fears next year with career direction and with relationships. So thank you, Danielle. And
thank you both,
Danielle.
Take care. Laura, bye. Laura, my gosh, honestly, like completely mind blown when you were picking up dates. Not all intuitives are good with dates. And I got to say, you were right on as far as the astrology supporting what you were saying. Is that a gift that you have in your practice? Are you often very good with dates or timeframes?
Yeah, actually, it's funny that you say that because you know, Dorothy and Nona, who you know, is also an astrologer here.
She'll be on the show next week.
she and I often we work in the same circles, so we work in the same place. And so we often have, you know, similar clients, and she'll say, you know what, I met with a client last week and you gave her a time frame. And then I looked at her chart this week and it's exactly what you said. She said, somehow you're reading the astrology without knowing astrology.
I have to give you big props, Laura, because I know, as you know, we both know a million psychics and mediums and spiritual people. And a lot of them tell me they suck at timing. They get seasons, or they get like a block of time, but you basically nailed a 10-day time frame or a 12-day time frame that I saw in the astrology, and that's rare. That's a rare gift. So everyone listening, that's another reason to get your butts to laurawooster.com and book a session with this lady, because she is remarkable, as I'm sure you know by now just by listening to her. And she's such a light. She's so graceful, so beautiful, and I've had the pleasure of being in her presence several times. And I can tell you, she has such a calming, sweet spirit. So unlike me, high strung, crazy Queens girl.
I love you, Maria.
Thank you. I love you too. And really, it was such a pleasure having you on the show. Please come back whenever you want. And thank you again.
God, I'd love it. I would love it. That was so much fun. Is we done already? Are you kidding me?
We are done. And so for all of you listening, thank you so much for subscribing to the podcast. Be sure to check out my website for all sorts of astrology goodies and for the latest episodes of this podcast. And until next time, I hope you all keep growing into your soul.
You've been listening to Insightful Astrology with your host, Maria DeSimone. Visit Maria on her website at www.insightfulastrology.com to schedule your personal consultation and learn how to use the power of astrology to grow into your soul.